At 17 minutes after 6, SARS, as I mentioned earlier in the intro, announced that it collected an amount of 1.2 trillion in the financial year 2017-2018, but the revenue outcome was 0.7 billion short of the forecasted revised estimated that was announced by the Minister of Finance in February of this year in the budget speech. I spoke to Mark Kingon, who is an acting commissioner at SARS.
Obviously, in the latter part of the year, and specifically December, January, February, we did see growth above that. And in March, though, we experienced that in many areas, growth was a lot lower than we would have expected continuing from those previous months. I was still optimistic that we would make the figure of 1,217, but we came in very close. I mean, it's only 0.06% difference from that figure at 1,216.568. So, yes, we did see a drop in March, but very importantly in March, in terms of the customs, the statements for the last month were closed off 2 days earlier than the previous year. So that's to do with the long weekend and Easter weekend. So we would have seen some money forfeited, and that amount was in excess of 1.5 billion that we would have collected if that had been a bit later.
Right. When it comes to tax compliance, which was an issue mentioned last year as well, are you seeing a general decline when it comes to tax compliance across all taxes?
Yes, in terms of, look, I think we need to first upfront say that the vast majority of taxpayers are seeking to do the right thing. And we are gratified for that. In terms of people specifically in payroll taxes, VAT and PAYE, we do see a decline, as we've seen over a number of years, in the numbers of the figures that we are seeing in terms of compliance. That's, of course, in terms of the submission of returns. Interestingly enough, when people do submit the returns, the compliance is quite high for payment. And one never knows with the compliance of submitting returns whether those firms have gone bankrupt or dormant and they just haven't notified us in terms of process. So we have seen a decline. It's something we need to address. We cannot afford to have people not submitting returns when they are due and liable to submit them.
Speaking of things that might need addressing, on the administrative side, from a SARS point of view, are there any issues that need to be worked out or ironed out in the system?
Well, you know, obviously, you know, tax collection is always an ongoing thing. You need to always be improving in terms of things. I think the critical matters that we need to address is obviously focus on our model of educating, serving, and then obviously enforcing. And obviously there's areas that I'd like to see improvements in, and that's my view personally, and obviously as I'm working with my executive to have a look how we do it. But we need to find a way to better service the small, medium, micro and medium enterprises. I do think that in terms of large business, we need to find a better model. We've gone through various transitions, and I think the time is now right that we just look at what is better. What can we do better there to make sure that the large business sector is better serviced? Estates is some area that I really am concerned about, and we need to find a better way to handle estates end to end. Currently, it's a bit fractured in that certain people are doing one part and certain people another part within the organization. We need to find a one-stop end-to-end service of those areas to allay any frustration in that area. And then very importantly, I won't go through all of them. I do want us to look at the practitioner bodies and find a better way of supporting them in their role of keeping their clients compliant. Now, that needs to be worked out with the recognized controlling bodies with regards to tax practitioners. And then, sorry, maybe just to add lastly, you're aware of the Ombuds report and refunds related to that. And there's certain critical things that we've already commenced in that regard, such as we are looking at an area where we were holding refunds where a new return came in which was subject to an audit. The Ombud made a specific finding in that regard, and we plan to have a specific announcement about that. There's a comment by the Ombud with regards to the stoppers that we must make sure that they only apply correct, they applied correctly. We are doing a fundamental rework of that to ensure it's a far more streamlined process to give a better service to our clients.
It was announced recently that there's a panel of experts that have been set up who will be reviewing the basket of VAT zero-rated food items. From their point of view, what things will they be considering before they probably present their findings to you?
Well, I don't like deferring upwards, but really that is being run out of the Treasury as a tax policy matter.
Okay.
We'll obviously be supporting them in terms of that process, very much so in terms of providing data and information, but it is really within their mandate to deal with it. As you would have seen, the announcement came out of National Treasury last week as to the panel of experts. That's really happening under the Davis Tax Committee process as well.
And do you see it having any effect on your projected revenue growth?
Well, are you talking about the VAT zero-rated items?
Yes.
We don't know. It's far too early to say that at this stage. Obviously, we will keep a handle on that and obviously engage with National Treasury and the Minister in that regard once there's clarity as to where it is going.
Right. Minister Nene, during your announcement, mentioned the importance of consumer education at this point. And I know that, you know, SARS has been ongoing in terms of trying to get people to understand various aspects of their tax. Is there more that needs to be done from your point of view in order to educate consumers about the, for instance, personal income tax, etc.?
Very much so. So education is not a once-off, and that's something that a lesson that I've been made very clear to me is that you need to have ongoing and even from a very young age in terms of education as to a framework that people understand what refunds are, why is pay-as-you-earn refunded when it comes to an annual year-end, and that's not a once-off. And we need to find ways, even at a school level, to start instilling tax knowledge, that it becomes part of our society's understanding as to how it works and why it works in the way it does. So we are very committed in to do that. It's one of the legs of our compliance model. We have to educate in order to for people to comply. If we don't educate, we can't expect compliance.
That's Mark Kingong, who's the Acting Commissioner at SARS.